is a class by His Divine Grace Srila Satsup Das Goswami Gurupada on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 12th Chapter, verse number 35, recorded August 26, 1979 in Gita Nagari.
Translation. Lord Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, being invited to the sacrifices by Maharaj Yudhisthira, saw to it that they were performed by qualified twice-born brahmanas. After that, for the pleasure of the relatives, the Lord remained a few months. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna was invited by Maharaj Yudhisthira to look into the supervision of the performances of yajna, and the Lord to abide by the orders of his elderly cousin, caused the performance of yajna by learned twice-born brahmanas. Simply taking birth in the family of a brahmana does not make one qualified to perform yajna. One must be twice-born by proper training and initiation from the bona fide acharya. The once-born scions of brahmanas, of brahmana families are equal with the once-born shudras, and such Brahma Bandhus are unqualified once-born scions, must be rejected for any purpose of religious or Vedic function. Lord Sri Krishna was entrusted to look after this arrangement, and perfect as he is, he caused the yajnas to be performed by the bona fide twice-born brahmanas for successful execution. Om Agyanate Manandasya Agyana Jana Shalakaya Chakshus Maritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. So we are preaching in the West here, Gita Nagari, or anywhere in the western part of the world. People do not know anything about Vedic culture. They don't know what is a Brahmin, what is Krishna. They simply do not know. They do not even know their own religion, that they must obey God or the Son of God before they can be considered faithful. We may think sometimes that because they do not know anything, then these things are not important items. What is a brahmana? But that is not a fact. The science of Krishna is to be introduced to this part of the world and all over the world, and to be the dominant culture. We have to therefore preach and plan with the Krishna consciousness as given to us in the disciplic succession, especially by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So he very much stressed this misconception that those who are born in India in the families of brahmanas, because India at least still has a remnant, perverted as it is, of the Vedic culture, and that remnant is still very valuable. So they at least have the idea of Brahman, but to be born in the family of Brahman, one is not qualified, because here Krishna gave the example, when there was to be a yajna, he picked persons who were particularly qualified. And so only to be born as a Brahmin doesn't mean you're qualified. We've been listening lately, the tapes that are coming out on Prabhupada, now they have just released 15 tapes of Nectar of Devotion talks Prabhupada gave in 1972 in Vrindavan. And in those talks he's repeatedly stressing, in the presence of some of the Indian caste Goswamis and other Indian Vrindavan sadhus, devotees, and mostly his Western devotees, he's repeatedly stressing this, that those who are born in sinful birth, they can take the Krishna consciousness. It is also the duty of those who are born in India to distribute Krishna consciousness to them if the qualified brahmanas who become gurus do not distribute Krishna consciousness to the other people of the world, then who will distribute to them and how will they be saved? These Westerners who take the Krishna consciousness should not be rejected. So, on what basis should we not be rejected? Because we are following Krishna consciousness, despite our birth, by chanting Hare Krishna and by following the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti. So, we shall always be prepared to present according to scripture that one who is acting as a brahmana despite his shudra or less birth, he has to be accepted as a brahmana, whereas one who was born in a brahmin family, if he's not acting as a brahmin, he will be considered brahmabandhu or shudra, whatever he's acting as. And nowadays, what does it even mean to be born in the family of a brahmin? Who is the brahmin mother and father? Because the Brahmin mother and father, before they have child, they perform Garbhadan Sanskar, a religious ceremony with the intention of purification for a spiritual conception. So that is being, as that is being abandoned in India, then we cannot even call them Brahmins. One doesn't know practically who his mother or father is, or neither of them, if even the identity is there. The culture is so fallen all over that there's no Brahmin. So in the Krishna consciousness movement, we have the benefit of these things. But we should not be smug and think, oh, we are very religious because Krishna consciousness is so spiritually aristocratic. We are better than all the Indians. We are better than the Christians. We are better than everyone because we are in this Krishna consciousness movement. It's a fact that the opportunity is here in Krishna consciousness to become the most qualified person in society. He's a Vaishnava or Vaishnav Brahmin. He's the most valuable person who is performing those nine parts of devotional service as stated by Prahlad. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktis, Chenna, Valakshana, Kriyata, Bhagavatiyana, Tanmanyeditam, Uttamam. That person who's doing the chanting, hearing, etc., he's the most valuable person in society. So the Brahmin, he is highly qualified. This is the point Krishna is making. So the point I am making is that we, if we are have a chance here to become qualified Brahmins, then that also is something that has to be achieved, or that just as one is not born Brahmin, we should not make it that in ISKCON one automatically becomes Brahmin without any achievement. Because the Brahmin is such a highly valuable person. He is meant to lead not only a small religious group, but he is meant to lead the whole society. He is meant to give all kinds of advice and counsel to persons because he is Brahman. No one is Brahman unless he knows Brahman. Brahmani iti Brahmana. Brahmana means he knows Brahman. Brahmanishtam. He's fixed in Brahman. So just as we mock or criticize, rather, the rickshaw wala with Brahman thread, or the Hindu businessman in the West under his sports shirt with a pack of cigarettes in the breast pocket and his Brahmin thread. So, what about the Brahmin who is got his initiation or her Gayatri by virtue of time and service, but is not real Brahman. It doesn't mean that ISKCON gets under the wire and doesn't have to be a real Brahman. As stated in the previous verse, we may not have to or do not have to chant these Vedic hymns. That is for a different age, to perform the horse sacrifice. So Brahman in this age, though he's not so streamlined that he doesn't follow the qualifications of Brahman in the Bhagavad Gita. Samodamas tapaksocham, shantar arjamam evacha, jnanam vijnanam astikyam, brahma kama svabhavajam. These are the qualities of a Brahman. He is peaceful. He is sense-controlled. He is austere. He is clean. He is religious, simple in dealings. Has knowledge of the scripture and lives in realized knowledge and application. These are the qualities of a Brahman. So all the Vaishnavas, they become Brahmins. Although they also can work as Vaishyas, sometimes they work as Shudras, or they can work as Kshatriyas, but their Brahminical activity in terms of the broader society is the most important. On our farm or in our temple, we may see a Vaishnava worshipping the deity as Brahman, cleaning the floor as so-called Shudra, but he's not a Shudra. He's a Vaishnava. He may do any activity. The different occupations, they're for the Varnashram system. The Shudras, they do so many different things because they are the major population. The artists, entertainers of all varieties, and clerks, and what we call blue-collar workers or white-collar workers, proletariat, all kinds of workers, they are all Shudras. Because they're working for somebody else and they're getting their pay and they're satisfied just to get money and some service. Anyway, we don't have to go into the whole Varnashram occupation. But the Brahmana is very highly qualified by virtue of intellectual knowledge of the scripture and pure behavior. So we cannot have nonsense persons who are Brahmanas, who are every day agitated a million times and don't even know what they're doing or whether they want to be in Krishna consciousness and falling down left and right. Or else, what about Prabhupada's eloquent speeches in Vrindavan in 1972 and so many other times, that we are actually Krishna conscious Brahmins? You will have to import your Brahmins and you must accept these Westerners as Brahmins. We don't have so much to do, and he did not even expect us to be completely suchi, completely knowledgeable, but we have to be steady, shama, peaceful, dhamma, controlling the senses, tapak. We have to obey the four rules and regulations. Don't make a mockery of your spiritual master. And those who are responsible for this Brahmins or recommendation of Brahmins, they should be very careful. It's not so automatic between first and second initiation. First initiation is Harinam initiation. Prabhupada's example was to grant it leniently. And by virtue of chanting Hare Krishna, then one becomes a Vaishnava, a servant of the Vaishnava. He thinks of himself, but then he becomes qualified for second initiation. That is our main qualification, because those who are chanting Hare Krishna, even if they're born low, they're better than the Brahmins. Satkarma nipano vipra mantra tantra visharada. Mantra tantra visharada means that he can perform all kinds of Vedic sacrifices. According to knowing the mantras, knowing the tantras, he's very expert. Mantra Tantra Visharada. A Vaishnava, Guru Nisyad, Vaishnava Svapacha Guru. But he's not a guru unless he's a Vaishnava. But he's a Vaishnava who's even born in a dog-eater family. So guru is highly qualified. So if you're not a Vaishnava, you can't be a guru. So again, how do we get these positions of being dog-eaters of Brahmin or Vaishnava or guru? Because of being Vaishnava. And what is the Vaishnava practice? Harinam, 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 Eva Kivam. We're Vaishnavas or serving, because we're serving Srila Prabhupada, therefore we're Vaishnavas. And we're chanting Hare Krishna, therefore we're Vaishnavas. We're worshipping the deity. Therefore the person, and mainly because we're chanting Hare Krishna. That is the main sacrifice in this age. On the order of the spiritual master, chanting that mantra, Maha Mantra, Harinam. Therefore, although low-born, we're taking the chanting, then after a year, he's eligible for Brahmanical initiation. Chanting nicely, performing duties in ISKCON, the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So, we don't want the day, when I say the day to come, but the day... If the day is already here, then everyone should be very careful in reform when the Krishna conscious Brahmin becomes like the Hindu Brahmin. So, of course, those who are sincerely, strictly following, there is no criticism. But everyone should understand the nature of these aparad, Sev aparad, Guru aparad, Vaishnava aparad, different offenses. And certainly if we were given this Brahminical initiation, then it is an offense personally to the spiritual master, to the deity, if we don't act as Brahmins. An offense to the deity, it may not be known by you how it affects so many things, just as people don't know how karma gets bad reactions. Offense is not tolerated. Srila Prabhupada once said that if there's an offense to Krishna, deity, then even if Krishna may tolerate it, Radharani would not tolerate it. And then there's havoc. So those who are personally dealing with the deity and going on the altar, they must be very, very careful. And all the devotees, who are Brahmins especially, must be very careful. Now we have so many new devotees coming, who are the nieces and nephews of the spiritually of Prabhupada's disciples. So sometimes they say, what is the meaning of this Brahmin initiation? I see this Brahmin, I see that Brahmin. They're not so strict. So what can we say? We have to say, don't follow these bad examples. In other words, if so many people are lax, then one doesn't want to take it seriously himself. We say, no, never mind what you may see, you be very strict Brahmin. But still, that kind of instruction may suffice, but better than that is if one can say, now you be Brahmin and be like all these other Brahmins. And the new Brahmin will think, oh, I have so much to live up to. I have to become a strict Brahmin like all of Prabhupada's disciples and Brahmins. It will be a great challenge to me. I must be very serious. Because in the Shastra, the Brahmana, he is the head of society. Not just an extra hand in the kitchen. He's the head of society. There are different kinds of Brahmins, of course. But nevertheless, Brahmin, whatever kind of Brahmin, has to be Sama Damasta Paksocham, whether he's a Shastric Brahmin or Pujari Brahmin, whatever, there must be very, very clean and strict and austere, sense-controlled, religious, always things. So Sri Krishna, when there was a sacrifice, he was very careful to pick qualified Brahmins
and therefore you have to follow that example. Lord Sri Krishna was entrusted to look after this arrangement, and perfect as he is, he caused the yajnas to be performed by the bona fide twice-born Brahmanas for successful execution. One must be twice born by proper training and initiation from the bona fide acharya. Are there any questions?
Actually, what's his responsibility? Like you mentioned, how there may be some aparad to the deities that others may not know about, but like if there are aparads to the Vaishnavas or to the deities that, to say, one on another devotee may know about, does he have some responsibility towards it, or should he just let it?
No, he shouldn't turn the blind eye. But we have to act in our community according to the responsibilities we have. So one should point it out to the proper person who can do something about it. If we see that someone is grossly violating Krishna consciousness or making offenses in their service. If we have a personal relationship with that person, we can humbly approach them. No, we should do something. What Prabhupada said, the average devotee, or especially brahmachari, he should not be management conscious, always thinking how the temple should be run. He should just be take his prasadam, lie down somewhere, and do some service. But still keeping that peaceful mood, if he sees something is regularly wrong, then he reports it to his superior and remains peaceful in that sense, that now I've reported it, they will do the needful. But not that he doesn't report it. That's not good. We should, if we know what Krishna consciousness is and we see something that's not Krishna conscious, that's a duty also to speak up in the right way. Because we're involved also. It's also for the good of the other person. We're not out to punish someone or declare someone a demon. If they make a mistake, Krishna says that even if a devotee makes a mistake, he still has to be considered devotee. But the mistake should be rectified. That's the thing. Mistakes have to actually be rectified. Something has to be done when there is some ongoing wrong. Yes.
In Bhagavad-gita mentions that a woman isn't initiated into a varna but automatically becomes where husband is. What does this mean, like a Brahmin's wife is already accepted as a Brahmin?
Right. I remember Prabhupada was in having a press conference in the Chicago hotel, and one woman interviewed him, became a she wrote a very controversial news article later. And she was asking about the place of woman, and he said the woman's place is to assist the husband, and whatever he is, and she becomes that varna also. So then she said, well, what is the woman's place outside of her relationship to her husband? And he said she has no place, and she became outraged at that, in mood of the woman's liberation, that without the place with the woman, without her relationship with her husband, she had no varna or no place. He also told her that the woman has less intelligence. So she wrote the articles. The article began something like, of course, being a woman, this article is not, I have less brain than a man. I suppose this article will not be very, something rather. She was being sarcastic, but it was actually a fact. She was... Anyway, so that's the position, but in Krishna consciousness movement, actually we are more liberal than... even in that spirit, that in this age women should be given more opportunity than they were formerly, Srila Prabhupada has adopted that spirit so that... although it is not known in the traditional Vedic society that a woman can have any place independent of the man, the young girls, unmarried, are given brahminical initiation on the basis of their not being women but spirit, soul, and not sentimentally, that all give the women a chance, but that they actually, as Prabhupada has written in the purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're acting, they're actually preaching and following and doing as good as their god brothers. So they're awarded the second initiation also. Which is different than that general rule. So we have all Brahmins, more or less. As long as a devotee stays in this movement and becomes steady, he becomes a Brahmin. Because they're all Vaishnavas. Vaishnava is like PhD, so automatically they get the MA. So all the boys and girls, when they mature in Krishna consciousness, they get second initiation. But my point is that it should not be just an automatic thing. Actually, it's not that everyone has to be Brahmin. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada even thought to modify that automatic nature, and that not everyone should be Brahmin, or it should be given very restrictedly once a year. It's like sannyas is given once a year. But then he always became liberal again. But he was concerned about the Brahmins being nonsense. It is another item for our vigilance, just like we may be criticized that women are not living, intermingling with men, but they are in the same ashram, the same community. Or they go on the street together and chant. So they criticize. So we have to be very careful that there's nothing wrong with that, but there's no illicit sex. So similarly we say, we're quite entitled to take second initiation and wear a brahminical thread or chant the Gayatri. But we are not doing any mlecha activities in the name of being a Brahmin. For a Brahmin to be mlecha, or fallen, is like the allowing women in Krishna consciousness movement but having illicit sex. Just as the critics falsely suspect that we are all having illicit sex, so the Hindus are suspecting that these people are not Brahmins. They could not be Brahmin, they're not born Hindu. So these suspicions should not be found true. Then our movement will stay bona fide. All right. Jai, all glories to Prabhupada.